Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to this conference call organized by Apollo Hospitals Enterprise Limited to discuss an update on Apollo HealthCo. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Devrishi Singh from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on this call to discuss the update on Apollo HealthCo shared earlier. We have with us on the call today the senior management team represented by Mrs. Suneeta Reddy, Managing Director, Mr. A. Krishnan, Group CFO, Mr. Madhivanan, CEO, Apollo HealthCo Limited, and Mr. Sanjiv Gupta, CFO of Apollo 24/7. Before we begin, I would like to mention that some of the statements made in today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risk and uncertainties. I would now like to turn the call over to Mrs. Suneeta Reddy for her opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining this call. I hope you've had a chance to go through the presentation which we shared with you yesterday. In a strategically significant move, Apollo HealthCo has entered into a binding agreement to raise equity capital of ₹2,475 crores from Advent International, one of the world's largest and most experienced global private equity investors. In addition, it has entered into a framework agreement to integrate 100% of Keimed Private Limited, India's leading wholesale pharma distributor, in a phased manner over the next 24 to 30 months. The enterprise value of the combined entity is at ₹22,481 crores. AHL Apollo HealthCo is valued at ₹14,478 crores, which implies an over 15% premium to its closest peers. Keimed is valued at ₹8,003 crores, which implies over a 20% discount to its closest peers' listed multiple. Post-merger, Advent will hold 12.1% in the combined entity. Keimed shareholders will own a maximum of 25.7%, while AHL will continue to be the largest controlling shareholder with at least 59.2% stake. The transaction is subject to further corporate and regulatory approvals to be obtained at the relevant time. This transaction truly marks a milestone in Apollo HealthCo's journey. It creates India's leading fully integrated pharmacy distribution business, complemented by a fast-growing omni-channel digital health business. The merged entity will have an industry-defining business model with a pan-India presence. We are confident that the merged entity will deliver consolidated year-three revenues of ₹25,000 crores with operating margins of 7%-8%. The transaction brings together a formidable partnership of capabilities and strengths to deliver exponential value for AHL and its shareholders. Apollo HealthCo is India's largest integrated omni-channel health ecosystem. Keimed is the market leader in wholesale pharma distribution with two times the scale of the nearest competitor and industry-leading operating metrics. Advent is one of the largest investors in healthcare and pharma globally and has a track record of enabling companies unlock their true potential. Above all, the Apollo brand, which is the strongest healthcare brand in India and the trust it signifies, will continue to elevate the HealthCo platform and strengthen its position as the country's leading retail health company. We believe this transaction fulfills all the imperatives that we were working on. It reinforces our commitment to be closer to the consumer and improve access and affordability to high-quality healthcare. The Keimed merger provides the base for the unified pharmacy distribution business with a fully integrated supply chain offering several synergies including access to KeyMed's formidable footprint of 65,000 pharmacies, enhanced private label sales, sustained improvement in margins. Apollo HealthCo will use the growth capital to accelerate its GMV and revenue growth while delivering on its commitment to achieve break-even in its digital business in the next 6 to 8 quarters. AHEL will leverage the state-of-the-art agile digital front door offered by Apollo 24/7 to reach more consumers, deliver value-add services, and offer seamless omni-channel care options. In addition, AHEL has plans to gainfully deploy the funds repaid by AHL for its own business expansion and growth strategy. 2,000 beds at an outlay of 3,000 crores in the next 3 years. This holistic set of benefits will cement Apollo's position as a 360-degree integrated healthcare ecosystem and will add momentum and strength to Apollo's mission of providing high-quality healthcare to all at an affordable cost in the most convenient way. The future of health is in the confluence of consumer engagement and technology, and the Apollo Hospitals Group will continue to be at the forefront of both. With this, we are open for questions. I have with me Mr. Krishnan, who is our CFO, Madhivannan, CEO of Apollo HealthCo, and Sanjeev, CFO of Apollo HealthCo. We're ready to take questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to only use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We'll take our first question from the line of Kunal Damesha from Macquarie. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So the first question on how does each of these businesses, KeyMed, offline pharmacy distribution, 24/7 and front-end pharmacies, fit into the value chain? And hypothetically, if there is a sale of 100 rupees at a front-end pharmacy level, how much is recognized in each of these parts? If you can help understand that, that would be great.
Yes, Madhi, I'll hand this over to you.
Yes, ma'am. Good afternoon to all of you. At this point of time, I think from the recognition of revenue perspective, we have to look at the entire flow. A big chunk of our businesses today still happen. If I could just pick up the pharmacy business, it primarily happens on the offline pharmacy outlets. Similarly, around 15 to 16% of our revenue is generated by the digital front end, which is Apollo 24/7. In both these cases, Apollo 24/7's role is primarily to act as the aggregator of originating the journeys and demands. The businesses will continue to be registered in the respective areas. If it is driven by digital, it will come into the Apollo 24/7 model, and if it is done physically, it will remain there. When it comes to businesses like consulting and diagnostics, we have the existing commercial understanding between the various organizations will continue to play. So we effectively facilitate booking, we facilitate in-house visits, and when it comes to the diagnostic business, we also manage the entire logistics which is involved in this entire process. So in terms of day-to-day operations of how the value chain changes, there would not be any major implication at all, whether it be pharmacy, consultation business, or IP and OP with the hospitals.
So if you look at Apollo HealthCo and the combined new avatar, will be serving 6,000 of the Apollo pharmacies as they have always been serving even now. And the economics, as you're aware, is being captured in Apollo HealthCo. 80% to 85% of the revenues and the EBITDA, as you know, that continues to happen. And the distribution business for the other 64,000, 65,000 odd pharmacies will all now move into Apollo HealthCo after this. Completely captured in Apollo HealthCo.
Okay, thank you, sir. And can you just highlight the capital employed in each of this business segment?
I think we'll have to come back to you on the same, you know, subsequently, because, you know, I don't have the capital employed handy with me.
Sure, sir. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity and all the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to answer queries from all participants, please restrict your questions to two at a time. You may join back the queue for follow-up questions. We'll take the next question from the line of Neha Manpuria from Bank of America. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. My first question is on, other than the shareholder approval, would the deal require any other approval to go through in the various stages that we have mentioned? That's the first question. And my second question is, you know, based on the three-year target that you've given, the 7 to 8% margin, if you could just break up in terms of what are the key moving parts, how much margin do we think, you know, Apollo 24/7, Kymed, and the offline pharmacy distribution piece needs to get to achieve that margin. Basically, just trying to understand, you know, how do we get to that 7 to 8%. Thank you.
So, the first point, you know, I think from a deal certainty perspective, I think we are quite, you know, there are only two approvals which are important. One is the CCI approval, which we have already listed there, which is part of because of Advent coming in, because it's a new entity coming in. So we'll have to go with the CCI approval. We don't think, you know, we don't, and then the customer, the other approval is obviously the shareholder, as you said. We don't foresee any challenges in obtaining these approvals. You know, we have been, as you know, being guided by both Shardul Amarchand and AZP on this whole transaction. And we are quite confident of getting these approvals within the timelines that have been stated in front of you. I think on the second point, you know, would you have the answer with you of Fahan Madi on how the value of 7 to 8% is getting generated between the three?
Maybe, no. Maybe I can give it a try.
Sanjay.
Yeah, so, yeah, ma'am, I think the way we look at currently as far as the, you know, overall margin, which is about 1.5%, you know, which is shown in the presentation, you know, moving up to about 7% or 7 to 8% in the next 3 years is, there are three components to the entire thing. You know, one is the back-end business, you know, which is sitting in Apollo HealthCo, where we currently we are at about 7%. We believe that with the private label push that we can do it along with the 65,000 pharmacies outlets that Kymed has it, and the ongoing strengthening of margins in the front-end stores, this should be in the range of about 9 to 10% in 2 to 3 years from now. Second portion is the digital. Digital, as you know, is the drag as of now. I think much of the investment has already been done into the venture. We believe that 6 to 8 quarters we should be breaking even, and from there upon we should be also adding up to the overall EBITDA. So that will also help here. And third, Kymed is roughly at about 3.5% today as far as the EBITDA number is concerned. I think next 3 years, as the volume scale, natural efficiencies on the cost lines as well as the margin line will come. And we should expect some increase on that side. I think all these three put together, we believe that, you know, when we hit a target of about 25,000 crore in FY27, we should be in the range of about 7%, 7 to 8%. But as we move forward on a quarterly basis, we'll start tracking these numbers. We'll start showing that, you know, how the improvement is happening. I think that should help all of us to understand the progression from current 1.5% to 7% in next 2 to 3 years from now.
Got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shyam Srinivasan from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, and thank you for taking my question. Just wondering, first is just a philosophical one. From a motivation for doing this deal, if you could list, like, you talked about potential synergies, but you know, why Advent or why Kymed also as part of this equation? Because if you see the earlier communication was that we will look at Apollo HealthCo only. So why the KMed entity has also now come through? So that's my first question around motivation for the deal. And, you know, just a simple feedback is that the complexity of this deal is long, right? It's going to take 30 months. So just want to understand what are the key risks you should be keeping in mind.
Yes. So what is the motivation behind the deal? I think we have always said that we needed capital for the growth of Apollo HealthCo. Most important is the timeliness of the capital. So rather than getting it later, we thought it was the best thing to do to get it at this time. And even if you look at the valuation, it is still at a 15% premium to listed peers. Added to that is the fact that the valuation is based on the performance, the current performance. So in terms of valuation, I think, you know, we are quite confident that, you know, we have met, it is a reasonable valuation. Why KeyMed? As you know, Apollo has always been a forerunner in creating entities that are unified in nature and are good for the customer as well as for all our shareholders. And that has been the key reason why, you know, we created this unified ecosystem. And with this, we believe that we have created scale in terms of the largest pharmacy company in India, whether it's online or offline. And by capturing at the source, KeyMed, you know, the margins that you will see and the growth that you will see in the future is unmatched. So this is really the reason, the motivation why we've done that. The complication in this, you know, in terms of how we've timed it in this way, it has to do with us getting shareholder approvals. It also has to do with us, you know, compliance with CCI. And of course, you know, we do want to do it as quickly as possible. But we've cautiously mentioned that this could be a 30-month time frame and also allow for liquidity as quickly as possible into AHL to enable growth. The second part of it is what it does for AHL, which is really unlock capital for our own growth. So there is, there's 890 crores that are coming from this that will unlock capital for Apollo to grow. And as you know, we've stated only part of our expansion plans, but our strategy for creating an all-India network presence in terms of both the hospital and this network is really a compelling proposition.
Helpful. Thank you. My second question is just on the combined entity, just following up from the previous participant as well. We're looking at 25,000 crores in 3 years. Did simple math, it's a 22% CAGR in terms of going from 13,600, whatever annualized number you quoted, to 25 in 3 years. So when I looked at KMed, it's growing at 12% for the 9 months. Maybe historically it's grown faster. Maybe there's an element of COVID in there, so I don't know. So how can KMed grow fast, much faster than, say, IPM growth is one question I had. And also some of the presentation also mentions about global examples. Any illustration you could share of, you know, which other companies, say, an Advent is trying to, you know, comp us with would be helpful. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you.
You want to talk about the first point?
I think on the growth side, first of all, I mean, rule of 72 tells us that, you know, if we, you know, how it grows. So, yeah, so 22% is the growth that we're looking at to double, you know, from the current level. So, I think there are many elements to it, you know. One is that, you know, if you noticed, our front-end stores, they typically grow, including online, we typically grow annually by about 25 to 26%. I think that momentum is continued to, you know, sustain, given the fact that we'll be adding around 500 to 600 stores on annual basis. Plus, the growth in the online business on the e-pharmacy specifically is also pretty robust. For the 9 months, we saw about 91% growth. These two growths put together should give us an omni growth of not less than 25 to 26%. That is one. And second, on the KeyMed side, I think there are many, facets or there are many levers on the growth side that would kick in. And I think, you know, once we start tracking it,
on a quarterly basis. We would also come back on specific things that we are looking at it. But at this stage, we strongly believe that, you know, combining all this, you know, reaching out to 65,000 outlets, you know, where we can sell Apollo private labels and do a couple of, you know, things. Looks like that, you know, 21-22% is quite reasonable at this stage. So I mean, we strongly believe at a management level that this is something which is doable.
And on the second point on global examples, you know, we, if you look at globally in the US and some of the other locations, you know, clearly the, you know, there are, you know, as of now, if you look at it, today India is on the branded generic route. You know that, you know, across US, etc., you know, people have moved to the generic route, and, you know, distributors are becoming powerful as well as the pharmacy chain. We also expect some of this to happen, you know, with time in India. You know, so some of that is the way, and if you look at integrating the supply chain, once you integrate the supply chain, the opportunities that it provides large distributors like us to be able to also, you know, get the right kind of pricing from the manufacturers as well as push the right kind of products, exclusivity, etc., is also tremendous. If you, you have already seen that, you know, with 6,000 stores of Apollo, we are almost, you know, as powerful as almost the other Keymed part of what is getting supplied to 60,000 stores. So that's the power that we are working on, and I think you will see some of this coming with time. You know, I think over the next, you know, that's a more 3 to 5 year range, but it will manifest itself in the margins of Keymed as well.
Mr. Srinivasan, does that answer your question?
Yeah, if I have a data point on Keymed debt.
I request you to join back the queue, please.
Yeah.
Keymed debt is 1,600 crores.
Thank you, thank you. All the best.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Alankar Garude from Kotak Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity and congrats on the deal. First question, you mentioned about accelerating private label adoption post this deal, which you think should help drive margin expansion. But Keymed was always run by Shobhna ma'am, who is also a promoter of AHEL. So the question is, what was the extent of Apollo's private label adoption within Keymed's ecosystem earlier, and what is the opportunity now?
Madhi, you want to talk about that, because especially with the partnering partners and all?
Yeah, so I think the there are three layers in which we look at the private labels. One, within our own existing 6,000 outlets, we have had some very good traction, and we, and like AK pointed out, between generics and PL, this is going to only improve further. So this merger will bring about greater synergies of how we are able to manage the logistics between the two companies. The second part of it is now with the approach, you know, some of the learnings that we are picking up from our own pharmacy outlets, if we are able to replicate it across the remaining 65,000, it suddenly opens up a big opportunity. So whether it be, again, synergy across technology, patterns, ability to originate and supply it, so we think this will play out in a big way. Whatever continued our relationship between AHL, etc., I think those will, there are also some opportunities for us to improve on it. So overall, I think these synergies will help us on the operating efficiencies between these four entities. The APL change, the 65,000 to 70,000 partners, AHL, and the last bit, in 247, our PLs are still not very large. We are in the smaller between 3 to 4%. Our intent is to actually maximize it, and some of the synergies that we see between the online and offline will also see that happen.
And the private label build itself, for your perspective, has been really a story which is the last 2-3 years, right? Because clearly from our perspective, we needed to have that size and scale to be able to build meaningful SKUs for that, which we are now seeing that, you know, clearly we now know the products which are selling. So first point was to clearly understand this for the last 3 years, which we have been working on understanding which SKUs really sell, which are the products that we can push through the pharmacies, etc. Now we have that perspective fairly, you know, well aligned within our business. Now we know what we can take to that. You know, we can't do that until, you know, we ourselves know what is pushable, which takes some time, right? Making a private label product and then pushing it is completely different. So having aligned through some of these, and we also, you know, by geography, some of these cohorts are different. we know that, in a particular market, we are able to push a particular cohort versus another market where we are not able to, etc. All of that is the learning that we are now in a position to, integrate into those 65,000 pharmacies, which is the plan that we will have, which you will see us deliver with time.
Understood, sir. So if I have to summarize, essentially, as of today, the integration of private label of Apollo within the Keimed ecosystem was very low, and
yes,
the real opportunity
yes.
lies
yes.
there. Okay, fair enough.
Yes.
So the second question is, how many third-party shareholders are there in Keimed, and what percentage of Keimed do they own? I mean, essentially, can you throw some light on the current shareholding structure of Keimed?
Current, I'll come back to you later because there are multiple different, there are 19 entities that Keimed has, and many of them we have been buying over the last 1 year. There has been a lot of process which has been on even as we are moving into this merger scheme that we have suggested. So, so out of the 19, I think almost around 10 or 11 we have already bought, or even higher. But eventually the whole point is, from a unified structure, out of the 25.7%, 3% will be held by the minority shareholders after the combination of the purchase that Keimed is doing as well as their merger. So 25.7, 3 will be with them, the balance will be with the Apollo family.
Fair enough, sir. And one request, henceforth till the time the Keimed merger is completed, can you please continue to report the pro forma numbers on a quarterly basis? Thank you. That's all from my side.
That would be our efforts as well. We'll have to just ensure that, they close their books on time, etc. We'll work on all of that. That will be our effort.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Damayanti Kerai from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon everyone, and thank you for the opportunity. So ma'am, I just want to understand broader management plan or strategy for the entire pharmacy business, because in 2018 you have divested the front end, and then we have HealthCo coming on board, and now we have this unification between HealthCo and Keimed. So ultimately, where would you like to take your pharmacy business? Like, what is the final structure or entity which you are aiming for this business? So just your thought on this, ma'am, will be helpful.
So I think that in the very beginning, Apollo said that it wanted to create the ecosystem around the consumer. To do that, we needed to have, one is this vertical with hospitals. The second, of course, is primary care, which is diagnostics and clinics and cradles. The third part of it, which is the pharmacy network, on top of that, we layered the digital, because it was important to see that, we create a unified ecosystem for AHEL. I think the important thing to note is that we're building scale in each of this. In two of the businesses, the diagnostic and both the pharmacy, it was a very unorganized sector which we actually, organized in terms of creating sizable scale and a network that will represent Apollo and all the Apollo services across India. So with this, we've really managed to achieve scale. As you know, the pharmacy is present, Apollo HealthCo is present in 19,000 PIN codes. It will also be a gateway for consumers into the Apollo Health ecosystem, whether they require a diagnostic test or a doctor consult, or they need, to be admitted into the hospital for a procedure. So this really brings convenience to the consumer, and it expands our footprint and the network that we have. It leverages the network that we have.
I guess we heard about your plan for this continuous service to customer each point, but just from structure perspective, I guess the pharmacy business becomes very complicated to understand. So that's why I asked. And just following up, the majority part of your front end business lies with other investors. So do you have plan to buy it back? Because at the time of, I guess, demerger, you announced like you will be looking at this option also. So ultimately, the combined pharmacy business comes all together on one entity. Will that be a possibility a few years down the line?
Well, I think we'll go with the regulatory framework and what needs to be done at the appropriate time. So currently, I think we should just we should focus that on the fact that Apollo is able to consolidate this new large company.
Okay. My second and last question is, coming back to KeyMed margin improvement. So we've discussed about how the learnings from your own private label experience in Apollo stores can be extended to KeyMed stores, etc. But I was just looking at the KeyMed performance. Maybe I have limited understanding, but nonetheless, I guess between FY19 to 23, the top line grew almost twice, but margins remains broadly somewhere in 3.5% for KeyMed. So it seems like scale is really not helping to get in better margins. But like, how confident we should be that it should definitely go up from here on in the form of...
I think I'll let Sanjeev answer this. But I think you should look at the combined margin of KeyMed with the offline pharmacy, because a lot of the value is being generated there. But Sanjeev, please amplify this.
You know, I think, ma'am, you rightfully said that, you know, I think the overall thing that we need to look at it is the Omni side of it and the combined margins, you know, that gets accrued, you know, by virtue of KeyMed getting folded. So that is one way to look at it. And as far as within KeyMed, you know, whether the overall margin or EBITDA will increase or not, I think, you know, give us some time. We'll look into this. We, you know, we will come back to you specifically the, you know, action plans around the overall improvement of, you know, sales as well as the margins.
And there are clear plans for cross-selling, you know, which was not there until now, which was the biggest that you will see enabling us, you know, and the private label will also help the KeyMed margin expansion. You know, the second point is, you know, post-integration, there are synergies that are being planned and that is already baked in, which is why, you know, Sanjeev clearly said that the 3.4 will go up also with time.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for your response.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to answer queries from all participants, please restrict your questions to two at a time. You may join back the queue for follow-up questions. The next question is from the line of Atul Mehra from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon and thanks for the opportunity. Just one question in the guidance of 25,000 crores of revenues, 8%, 7-8% margin. What is the capital required in the business to get there? And if you can also talk about the capital efficiency that we would possibly achieve if we achieve these margins and revenues.
Sanjeev?
We will have to come back to you specifically on these. These numbers are not handy as of now. But we take a note of this and we'll come back to you.
Just a
minute. You know, just one number that we're very cognizant of is the fact that if you look at IRRs and return on capital employed, it's in excess of 18%. So this is, you know, it speaks volumes about the capital efficiency. And the need for additional capital, this the amount that has been raised currently, which is $300 million, will suffice for the next 5 years of growth, post which the cash flow from the company will start, the company will start generating cash flows for future growth.
Makes sense. Good to hear that. Secondly, just in terms of based on the guidance itself, like almost 2,000 crore EBITDA 3 years down the line, the valuation at which we are diluting to, say, Advent, it appears to be more like 11 times EBITDA on 3 years out basis, which seems to be on the lower side. So anything that you can comment here, like other private equity investors who were likely approached for this transaction and how you arrived at this 11 times forward multiple, why not maybe 15 times or even higher?
No, I think the important thing is it's 15% higher than any listed company which is in the same space. So it is important to acknowledge that. The second is, of course, this is based on 23-24 numbers. The valuation is based on current performance. The third, of course, is the timeliness of capital. And if you look at what the, you know, the expectation, it is only 1% that it is a 1% arbitrage from the value that we expected to what we got. And I think timeliness far outweighs a valuation number.
And would this entity be listed like 3 years down the line? Is that a timeline to it? Or because now that you have an external shareholder in Advent, is there a particular timeline that you all have on the listing of this entity?
I think we have a 7-year optionality to do what's good for all shareholders.
Got it. Great, man. Thank you and all the best. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We'll take our next question from the line of Shaleen Kumar from UBS. Mr. Kumar?
Yeah, thank you again. And I'm sorry, I think my connection got lost earlier. So a bunch of questions here. What I was asking here is that how much are we currently sourcing from KeyMed? And can we like 100% source from KeyMed for our different distribution business?
Currently,
it's 50. No. Of the total sourcing in the pharmacy, how much is from KeyMed? Would you be aware that as we speak, pharmacy Sanjeev?
Yes, 40%.
No. Okay.
So that's the question, sir. Can we source like 100% or close to 100% through KeyMed?
I think that capability is still there, you know, that we can source. The only thing that we need to keep in mind is that typically what happens is that, it's a pan-India operation. It's a very big business, you know, 6,000 stores, and doctors keep moving their preference for a molecule all the time. So today, whatever pharma we sell in 10,000 stores, 98% of that pharma is sourced from KeyMed. And we do about 1.5 to 2% as JIP just in time, and we buy from these other distributors. So I think from that lens, sourcing from KeyMed is more or less over there.
So what KeyMed has to do is, you know, currently they have 45,000 SKUs. So as we look at the expansion of Apollo Pharmacies and 24/7, I'm sure there is a parallel plan for KeyMed to expand the number of, they have 96 distribution centers, they work with 300 manufacturers, and they have 45,000 SKUs, so with a 15% market share in core regions. So first, this will play into the 24/7 growth story. Second, they will continue to expand this so that they can service more of Apollo pharmacies.
Yeah, basically the idea is that the 60% where we are right now able to get a distributor margin, we should be able to increase that, right? That should be our,
absolutely. And that is where the economies and the operational efficiencies will start coming in. And as we integrate, you know, we will look into that geography by geography, pin code by pin code, that, you know, what exactly is required to be done. And accordingly, the entire system of online, offline, with email, all these three things get connected.
Sanjeev, I think one perspective that I think when you said 40%, I think you spoke about the KeyMed thing. What to your question, I think of the total purchases of Apollo Pharmacy, how much is being purchased from KeyMed and its affiliates is what was the question. That is almost, I thought, bigger, right? It is 80 to 90%.
Basically, the front end sells the entire RX drugs and the OTC, FMCG and private label. On the RX side, which is the drug side, what we are sourcing from KeyMed is very high, but there is a scope of improvement from there. What I mentioned, 40% is the overall KeyMed sales. If you look at it, 40% of those KeyMed sales is from Apollo Pharmacy Limited stores.
So I asked the other way around.
So we'll come back to you after getting that answer correctly.
Just continuation to that, till now, you know, even an earlier participant mentioned that KeyMed was managed by Shobha ma'am and in fact their family rather, I say. So who will manage the operations in now? And second, because it was a family business and it's been a ticket low old business, is there a non-compete now with the family?
So first, Shobha will continue to manage the whole entity, which is Apollo HealthCo with KeyMed. Is there a non-compete in a way there is for this particular business? There is a non-compete.
Okay. Great. That's it for my questions. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Dheeresh from White Oak. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Maybe just spend some time on explaining the how you have valued Keimed. The reason I'm asking is because almost half the business comes from Apollo. So that part of the business should have been valued lower. And it seems to me that, can maybe just explain that why have you valued Keimed the way you valued?
So it was not us that valued. The valuation was done by Advent. And they were assisted by both KPMG and EY. And if you look at the listed multiple, it is a 20% discount to a listed multiple. So we have to accept that valuation.
There are not many companies that are listed, right?
So there is Entero that's listed. And if you look at the size and scale and the contribution that Keimed brings, I think that this valuation was done by both KPMG and EY, and Advent is the one that came, you know, that did the valuation.
No, that is fine, but my only submission is that this is leading to, you know, there is a minority stake that is getting created in EHL, right? We are only owning 26% is going to be held by Keimed shareholders. So it impacts, so I mean, as a shareholder in Apollo Hospital also, they will have a say, right, in terms of what valuations those transactions happen. And if you look at Entero, it has a very short IPO listing and there's just one company. Look at private market transactions, they happen in the distribution business at much lower multiples. So I'm just, and then if you also have to see from a lens that a large part of the business of Keimed comes from, you know, Apollo Hospitals, Apollo Pharmacies. So that dimension is not there in Entero, right?
Yeah, but this is a value accretive business. So even if it's whether it's to Apollo or to the pharmacy chain, it is a value accretive business. And while the family is a shareholder, we do have multiple shareholders and distributors that Shobana had to consolidate to make this transaction happen. So there is no comparable in this space.
If you look at from a implied, you know, while the valuation was also done independently by Advent, and as Ms. Rita said, you know, supported by both EY and KPMG, which had the perspective of a DCF as well as a comparable company method, you are right, you know, there are not much of comparable companies which you can have in this business. But if you look at the implied forward multiple at which someone like Entero is trading, it is at 25x. Whereas if you look at Keimed, it will be at almost around 18x of the forward if it does. Clearly, you know, there is, you know, it's valued appropriately. And that's also basis the DCF, which is there. And, you know, it was, if you look at the way the distribution, you know, I think we have addressed this even in the past. You know, it's Keimed is an assimilation of 19 subsidiaries which has been acquired over the last several years. And, you know, which was all legacy where we had 51% holding and 49 by the others. All of that in the last 1 year, you know, there has been a cleanup which has been happening by ensuring that there is money paid, which is one of the reasons that, you know, the money which is 725 odd crores, which is getting into Keimed is also to also ensure that some of that structuring, cleanup, etc. happens of the minority, such that the resultant minority shareholders is going to be 3% of HealthCo. So I think, you know, we are carefully, it's a complex deal, which is what we have been working on for the last 1 year. And what we will have to appreciate is the perspective, as you rightly have also understood, is the EBITDA and the cash flows that this is going to get in the overall company going forward.
Okay, thank you for taking my question.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abdul Qadir Puranwala from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Just one question, you know, taking the previous question a little ahead. So in terms of, you know, the pro forma number, what you have shown on the combined entity of 10,208 crores, now when this number gets consolidated into Apollo Health Hospitals Enterprise Limited, well, what would be the number look like? Would you continue to, you know, report this way, or, you know, whatever pharmacy sales have been happening into the hospital, that still gets booked as a part of the hospital revenue only?
Pharmacy gets booked in the hospital revenue. Yes.
7.75.
So this has been adjusted for that, right? If you look at the adjustment has taken care of the intercompany. Otherwise, you know, the rest is when you combine it with Apollo Hospitals, you will see a bit of a different number.
Sure, understood. And secondly, on the debt on Keimed, you just mentioned that it's close to 1600 crores. So it's largely acquisition debt, or there's some element of working capital also, which has led to the debt pile up.
Combination of both.
Okay. And just final one, if I may. So in terms of the exit clause, you mentioned that Advent might look for a listing after 7 years. So is there any other obligation apart from listing wherein the company, will look forward to buyback or any other route?
No, I think if it is up to 7 years we have, you obviously have the ability to even list it earlier or give them a mandated sale even prior if required. So that is the only thing. It's either an IPO or a mandated sale in some way or form.
Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nitin Agarwal from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. So I just asked this for clarifying the previous question again. The 25,000 crores of revenues, as we talked about in F27, this takes care of the intercompany sales from Keimed to a pharmacy business?
Yes.
Okay. This is a reported number which will get reported as a combined entity onto N27.
Yes, as Apollo HealthCo.
Okay, perfect. And then secondly, while we have a 27 number, how do you see the progression over the next 3 years for the 1752,000 crore EBITDA? Is it going to be a step jump coming in 27, or we see a progressive movement from where we are to this number?
You will see progressive movement on this, Sanjeev.
Yeah, exactly. It is going to be progressive. I don't see that, it's going to be a hockey stick kind of a thing. It has to be progressive in nature.
Okay. And lastly, 8,000 crores of valuation that we talked about, this is the EV that you put on the business, or this is the equity value for the Keimed business?
Sorry, what was this?
Can you repeat that? Sorry. We lost.
The 8,000 crores of valuation that you put for the Keimed business.
EV. Both are EV. All are enterprise value.
So we have 1,500 crores of debt in the Keimed business. And what currently debt do we have in the Apollo Health business?
Apollo Health, the Apollo debt is also to be considered, right? 1290 crores. Then you have the other customary adjustments. The AHL reported debt is 600. You'll have the other customary working capital adjustments that they would have done. I think that was around 300-400 crores. You can take a look at it. If you have any questions, you can come back. But broadly, that was the number. So there was AHL debt of 600, which we always report. AHL has a 1290 payable to us as of now, pre-money. And then you have some other customary working capital adjustments that all private equity does of, I think, 400 or in that range.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kunal Randeria from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Just one clarification. Apollo, AHL and the pharmacy business also buy from entities like Palepo, Sanjeevani. I believe that some of the holdings could be, of Keimed in this. So does, when you are now with this merger and everything, do these entities also become a part of the business now of AHL?
Yes, that's what we said. When we said that the 3% of the 25.7, which we said, so as I said, part of them are being bought, which is why some of them have also, part has been bought, part is being merged into Keimed, such that, all the Keimed subsidiaries would become 100% Keimed. And when the 25.7 happens, of the 25.7, 3 would be all of them, some of them.
Sure. And just one more from my end. See, in the last 9 years, the Keimed revenues have gone up 4x, but the margins are around 3.5%. Did you allude to the fact that the margins are actually sitting in the pharmacy business and not in Keimed?
So for the pharmacy business, which is coming to us, obviously, yes, there is a full pass-through that comes to us on the, whatever, as you know, we have been doing a related party arm's length review even by PwC and saying that we have the benefit of 1 to 1.5% of the margins which comes to us additionally from Keymed. So what you're seeing as Keymed is the combination of what they sell to Apollo as well as what they sell to the other 64,000 odd other pharmacies. So that part of which is coming to Apollo gets there. You know, the other obviously is the other 64,000. We now anticipate this to go up because of some of the private labels also, including the efficiencies that we can get out of, you know, combining some of those subsidiaries as well.
Okay, thank you. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bino Patimparampil from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Just a couple of questions remaining. One, so this amalgamation of Keymed is 24 to 30 months from now. So let me assume 30 months, then it's probably towards end of FY27. That's right?
Yes.
Okay. So this 25,000 crore revenue in 3 years.
FY26, so, right? Because because you know we're now in 20. It could be 20 in between that.
We're in 24-25 now.
25-26 would be 24 months. Between 24 and 30 months, it would be. So it did not go to end of 27. It could be before that. Our attempt, as Ms. Sunita said, is also earlier.
Okay. And this 25,000. Revenue run rate that you're saying is, you know, will be the run rate at the time when you start amalgamating, right?
That is correct.
Okay. Till then, there won't
start giving you the pro forma as one of the other investors or analysts asked. You know, we will start providing some kind, you know, similar to what we have said here. We will start providing a pro forma business for it.
Understood. Okay. Second, you know, somebody asked about this Advent exit right. So there is either IPO or a mandated sale. So is there any minimum IRR that AHL has guaranteed on these?
No guarantee on IRR.
Okay. Got it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Nagraj from Alts Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hi, Matthew. I think we're answered. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Tushar Manudhane from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead. Mr. Tushar Manudhane.
Yeah, am I audible?
No. Can you please use your handset mode?
Am I audible now?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, two questions on my side. One is to understand if you could elaborate the use of this 860 crore as a growth capital as far as Apollo HealthCo is concerned, because significant amount of infrastructure for both offline as well as online business is largely built. So if you could elaborate on that, that's my first question.
Sanjeev?
As we said earlier, you know that combined AHL is now break even, you know, which happened in Q3. So that means that, you know, AHL is able to support the entire, you know, digital losses, you know, versus the pharmacy distribution profits. Now, where exactly we're going to use this money? This money essentially is going to be used for the expansion of stores. And to that extent, the capital will be used, and also capital will be used for the working, normal working capital enhancement that is needed to ensure that, you know, the kind of growth that we're looking at the numbers, to that extent, we've got this money. We might use some portion of the money for the M&A side, I think these are the two, three things, elements where this money will get utilized.
And immediately for some debt repayment also.
Yeah. And the fourth point is that some debt repayment would also happen out of this money.
Understood. And sir, secondly, this the transaction with Keymed, whereby first is partly stake sale and then the merger, the entire thing would have got through as a merger, right? So if you could help explain that.
That's the timeline required for those, you know, I think one, as we said already, that, you know, there are part shareholders which has to be consolidated, etc., which is the time that we require to clean up, because that is the reason that part of the money from Key Advent is also coming after 12 months. So this we require for that whole perspective. So we are giving the 2% now such that there is a shareholders agreement, there is a commitment, etc. Then that 9% also comes in such that there is a, you know, unencumbered shares of Keimed which can then get, you know, then get merged into Apollo HealthCo. So which is the timeline that is required for that, and then we'll have to file for the scheme of merger. Once it's unencumbered shares.
Okay, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prashant Nair from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead. Mr. Prashant Nair, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead with your question. Since there is no response, we'll move on to the next question from the line of Neha Manpuria from Bank of America. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my questions have been answered. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Mr. Prashant Nair on the call. Mr. Prashant Nair, please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes, we can hear you, Prashant.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not sure what happened earlier. I was speaking, but my voice was not coming through. So I have one question. Maybe this was answered because I got disconnected for about 5 minutes in between. So my question is, you know, Keimed currently supplies to the hospitals as well, right? Where, and the hospitals, when they have these pharmacy sales in hospitals, they get captured in the hospital revenue. Now, when you're talking about 25,000 crores target for HealthCo, which now includes Keimed, you know, does this exclude the sales that were earlier being made to the hospital? So is that the right way to think about it? Or will you now be booking the hospital pharmacy sales in HealthCo?
So it is part of HealthCo currently. It will continue to be part of HealthCo. As someone else asked, only in the consolidation it will get knocked off. Around 800 plus crores of these overall revenues comes from the hospitals currently. But of course, the margins will continue to be there. So from an EBITDA perspective, you know, even when you do the combination and when we do the whole, you know, consolidation, you will only be taking off some of that revenues when you consolidate. But as an independent company, if Apollo HealthCo is, if you look at Apollo HealthCo, it will rightfully has to have hospitals revenues as well.
Right. And so basically the 25,000 crore is HealthCo as an independent company. And when you consolidate, it will be 25 minus whatever you supply. But the profit, the margins will be captured.
Correct.
All right. That's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you. Due to time constraints, we request the participants to restrict to 2 questions only. We'll take the next question from the line of Nilesh from DSP. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Just a follow-up question from the Keimed shareholding, which one of the participants asked. So earlier we used to have the Japanese investor Mitsui also only 20% stake. So if you can just highlight that, based on what I'm reading the press release, etc., it seems that they are no more shareholders. And if you can highlight, like, you know, what valuation they existed and, you know, was it owned by or bought by us? That's what
Yes, we bought this. In terms of valuation, the absolute amount that we paid is close to 600 crores for that.
Okay, understood. And second question is just to clarify that, you know, earlier from a front-end perspective, we had indicated 80%, 20%, 80, or 85, 15, whatever that number in terms of capturing the EBITDA. With post the Keimed merger, just from an overall perspective, naturally, how should we think that it should be the same, and, or naturally it should go down to a 90-10 or a 95-5, something like that? Is that the right understanding?
Sorry, what? Yeah, it will continue to be in the same. You know, if you look at the numbers won't change. 80-85, as I said, would be the same number that will continue for Apollo HealthCo for the APL part of the business. It won't change. If you look at Keimed, the Keimed portion will completely come into HealthCo. So I think you have to look at it as how we are providing here in the slide 12. You know, you have to look at it like this. So the offline pharmacy distribution and the online pharmacy distribution, you will still look at it as 80 to 85. Keimed, of course, fully comes there.
So the implied number is whatever, because of the pharmacy distribution, our pharmacy growth is significantly faster than the overall pharmacy market, right? So clearly that will continue to be like that. So that will, you know, so the percentage will just be an implied percentage, whatever it is in 27.
Okay, thanks. That's it for me.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chintan Sheth from Girik Capital. Please go ahead. Mr. Chintan Sheth?
Only on the set of the questions on the capital employed, again, if I look at, if you can, you know, give us a sense on if the business reaches a scale of 25,000 turnover, what kind of capital will be required to be able to be reach the scale of that size of the business?
I think, as Ms. Sunita, sorry, I'll answer that and then take a second. This, you know, clearly one of the business things is, as Ms. Sunita already said, the current capital which we already have will be able to take us to that. We don't require any additional capital for that, because there will be, you know, we are already generating the EBITDA, and I think, you know, online pharmacy distribution also, as you know, we are now working on bringing down the losses, etc. And I think after that, it's going to be primarily working capital related debt, etc.
Right. Okay. And if you refer to the slide number 16, the post-merger shareholding which you have presented, there is an asterisk that minimum and maximum number, the post-merger HEL holding will be around 56%, excluding the co-holding in of the promoter in the pharmacy distribution business entity, and if you include it, it will be 59.7. So if you can just clarify further on it, if you can.
So we have a company which is called, which has been long there, called FHPL, which is a 51%, you know, which was held by, if you remember, Apollo. It was doing third-party administration business even when Apollo Munich was there, etc. And that company was 51% owned by the family, and 49% was owned by Apollo Hospitals. So given that, you know, that 49%, so that company owns 18% in Keimed today as we speak. As we, you know, so that's why, you know, what will happen is that, you know, the 56.7 will be a direct holding from AHEL, but the economic interest is 59.2, which includes after the merger, etc., which is including that FHPL holding into Keimed, which will, you know, that is the way you should look at it. The max perspective there is because, you know, 1 year from now, we will have to do the merger. We have just said that, you know, we are not expecting the Keimed because at that time it is mandatory to take one more valuation report, etc. But we have ensured that the swap ratios are aligned as of today itself, such that, you know, there is no increase in the Keimed shareholding even post-merger.
Thank you. We'll take a last question from the line of Siddesh from ICICI. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. So I wanted to ask on this AHEL, which is valued at 14,478 crores. So what is the breakup between digital and the offline distribution that Advent is going to, that Advent valued us? And second is, this 15% premium that you have mentioned to the closest peer, which is this closest peer actually?
So I think it's not, you know, so 2 points, right? One is Advent didn't give a real split of these two businesses because they've looked at the cash. See, the point is, you know, as we all said, you know, it could obviously have been valued 1,500 crores more, but, you know, that's the perspective. We said Advent is a good private equity. We have value unlocking. We are doing the right things for the shareholders and ensuring that we are building a business which is much more value accretive from here on, right? That is the primary reason for this. You know, the split was not provided by them, but I think we should, you know, the Apollo 247 didn't really get what it deserved, but I think we will have to work through all of this, and I think over the next 3 years, we are quite confident that, you know, as Apollo 247 also becomes break-even and then starts adding value, it will be value accretive to the overall HealthCo business. That's the way that we are looking at it.
Yeah, and I think it's important to note that in this time, you know, to get an investor like Advent is not an easy thing to do. and we did it with a dilution of only 12%. So for this 12% dilution, we'll have capital for growth, not just for 24/7, but for Apollo hospitals as well.
Okay, and which is this entity that in 15% premium closest peer?
So this is the MedPlus, may not be the closest representation, but I think that's listed.
Okay.
Right, because
thanks.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to the management team for closing comments. Over to you.
So thank you, everyone. You know, I think our next challenge, our next work will be completing the procedural formalities of the deal. More importantly, our teams will work on making the integration effective and unlocking all the efficiencies that are possible and thereby creating value for all of our shareholders. We are committed to building a truly integrated company that can compete on a global stage. So thank you all for your support.
Thank you, ma'am. On behalf of Apollo Hospitals Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.